Yes?
Mr. Califano, 9-1, Mr. President.
Nick has met with Dirksen. Dirksen proposed the following. He said a back-to-work order by the Congress. Number two, 30 days, for 30 days. Within that time, the president should appoint a board. From the date of the appointment of the board, another 60-day period begins to run. At the end of 60 days, if there's no settlement and the board finds that the situation Congress found in the beginning would exist if a strike were resumed, then there is another extension for 90 days. During that second 90-day period, the board, if it cannot get the parties together by the end of 60 days of that second 90-day period, has to make a report along the lines of the report in the Morse resolution to you with recommendations. Now, Nick said Dirksen had Javits with him. He didn't indicate, said he didn't know what his policy committee would do, but that's the way he was thinking, and he asked Nick to draft up some language. Nick said he started the conversation with Dirksen by saying that we were not recommending any legislation and went through the things you told me. Now, O'Brien says under circumstances like this, it's goddamn tough to keep Nick in the position of a technician. We believe that one technique for doing that, and the best we can think of, would be to have Nick draft the language for Dirksen and send it to him with a little note that said, "This morning, you asked me to place in statutory language the following scheme and then outline this and then say, I've had Justice Department lawyers prepare the attached statutory language for you, period." Signed, Nicholas Katzenbach.
Now, why should he say this? I want to reiterate that the president is at stake by saying their words.
All right. That the president's position or the administration's position?
It is at stake by saying their words. Namely, that we are not recommending enactment of any legislation. We do not at this time recommend enactment of any legislation. Think he got burned off of that jag on his ad?
I think he may still run his ad. I'll talk to him again and see if I can. I think I can get him off of the Viet Cong jag easily enough. I doubt if I can get him not to place an ad in the newspapers. He's got so much at stake in the communications workers thing. He wants to kill any legislation.
They're not going to have any legislation, my judgment.
No, that's Larry O'Brien's view, and that's why we want to. He says that we've got to get Nick clearly being a technician, because we otherwise they will use that up there, Republicans and Democrats.
Well, see that Morse did that when he stuck you in the other day, and Dirksen did that when he stuck me in yesterday by saying that I favor this when I tell him this is perfect.
Because
I'd be sure that Nick could send it to Mansfield and underline the last line. Larry takes a copy of Mansfield.
All right, sir. Now, Larry's inclination is to stay off the hill for quite a while during the morning here and just let them stew a little bit. Mansfield's going to make another big speech for the Morse resolution and the responsibility of Congress. Larry thinks that if they screw around for another day, which he thinks they will do, then we've got to let the heat shift up there and not make it appear that they're fooling around because they're waiting for an agreement between Dirksen and the president. And that's why we could use a letter in this form and then make sure the letter leaks out.
All right, get it done right quick.
Yes, sir. Do you want to talk at all about this steel thing, or?
Yeah, tell me whatever you got to. Bill's here with me trying to go to his 11 o'clock briefing. 11:25. It'll take 2 minutes.
My inclination is to. One, Clark is going to try and see what he can do with his man in Republic.
Go ahead.
Number two, D. Do you think it would be inadvisable for me to call Edgar Kaiser and see what he thinks about it?
I think it'd be better if somebody else closer to him out of the White House called him. Dave Ginsburg called him, or Clark Clifford called him.
All right, fine.
Waters called him. Dave's office was.
Okay, should we get someone like Gilpatrick to talk to Roger Blau?
I never trusted Gilpatrick.
Okay.
He's our friend. You and McNamara do. You do trust him, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think he's discreet in something like this. He was discreet the last time around. We have Gilpatrick and Dillon for two of the other companies.
All right, go ahead.
All right, sir.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I take it we'd lay low publicly on the steel thing, although I'm sure Bill's going to be asked. I've got 6 calls from reporters on steel that told my secretary they're calling about steel, what the president's going to do about steel. We've got to be able to answer that question, and I don't know whether you want to release the Ackley telegram or not.
Oh, what I would do is just say that the Council of Economic Advisors said we make most of the stories ourselves by debate with them, don't you think so?
Yes, sir, but they're going to wonder if you're going to just let this price hike go by because it's more than the one you would...
What can I do about it? What do they know? I have no power to keep it from going by.
They say to Bill, is the administration going to do anything about this in view of the fact that they did something about the the Bethlehem steel hike on New Year's Eve, which was a smaller amount?
I'd say the council is steady.
Okay.
That's what I'd say, period.
Right.
And I'd tell them to tell your girl to refer all the calls to the press office.
Right.
Lawyers take them all and say the same thing.
Right.
Read about this in the paper. The president has no tools on this. Read about the paper, he asked the council to make a study of it. That's where it is at the moment. And I'd tell, if I were Bill, I'd tell Gardner, just say, have his president say that he is making a study of it. And I'd study it until they get cooled down. These papers are not our friends. We can see, and we do not have the finesse or the knowledge or the passion to get them to direct us. Each article is that labor is really turned on us. Now, Seemiller got up and bragged on me the other night. Amy brags on me. Lubetzky says I'm the greatest president labor's ever had. But UP and AP run each day is just a matter of fact that labor is really acting. And we can't determine it. I don't know how to determine it. They just stated they don't quote a man. They don't say C. Miller says that labor's mad at them. They do it, then pretty soon people believe it. Go to pick it up.
Yes.
I think it's some of our other people who are more skillful than this just planted and know how to do it. So I don't know really how to handle the public angle of it. And I think that the White House gets in a debate with bad. I think if they ask Bill anything about this resolution thing, that he ought to clear it up and say the president has not said to Senator Mansfield or to Senator Dirksen either, that he recommends legislation. He, on the contrary, he said he does not recommend legislation. And not the president, the administration. I'd always use administration. The administration has not said to Senator Mansfield or Senator Dirksen that they recommend legislation. On the contrary, they said they do not recommend legislation. However, if the Congress is determined to legislate, or if the Congress decides to legislate, from a technical standpoint, they said that they should make a finding, they should set guideposts, and they should set standards, and they should not leave it all to the discretion and whim of any one individual.
Yes, sir.
Of course, any legislation they sign, the president will have to approve or disapprove. So any politician that wants to put the president on record can really have him on record when he approves the legislation or disapproves. But they're going to have him on record if that's what they want to play politics. And he'll have to sign it before the election. So if they want to play politics with it, they'll have plenty of time for it. But the president has not recommended this legislation. His lawyers tell him that he doubts that the president could find an emergency exemption.
Yes, sir.
I guess Congress can find one exists that I can't. Is that what the lawyers say?
They say, well, they don't think anybody can find an emergency, but Congress can find this interference with essential transportation services, and then, but to give you the right to just do whatever you want for 180 days with these guys is a very questionable delegation of authority, raises questions of due process and equal protection under the Constitution, because there are no standards under which you operate. It's just completely at the whim of the president, whoever he is. And there's no hearing. Parties have no rights to hear. If you put two airlines back to work, the other two, the way that legislation is written, have no right to be heard or anything else. No way to judge under what standard you took the action.
I sure think that you ought to have 8 pin, you pin the times people have that explained to them very, very carefully. The difference is to say we haven't recommended anything. Dirksen's been told we haven't recommended it. He knows it. The reporters can keep writing it, just writing it off the top of the head. That's correct. I think it's rather important that we get the country that we haven't recommended. I guess that's bringing out for it. But I think it's better to keep the record straight or else they'll say, don't you, Bill?
Yes, sir. So Bill Wirth did a very good job of that last night on the hour-long CBS show on the strike. Joe watched it and I watched it. We talked right after it was over. The first half hour was completely against the president. They had four Republicans on there, Dominic and others, just blasting the hell out of you. And they had a lot of interviews with labor people on there, working guys, strikers, which they said it's the president who's doing this to us. He's got a gun barrel at our temple and so forth and so on. But the last half hour turned it around, I think, Joe. Didn't you?
Yes.
Curtin was very good, very good. Bill Wirth, although apparently I'm looking at him very tired, was just superb.
He was excellent.
I've never seen him better. And Cronkite, in his summary, what was good, I thought, at the end, in which he said it was the country that was suffering and that everybody had a little bit to lose in this, but the country had more than anybody else to lose. I thought Cronkite bailed us out pretty good at the end from what the first half had.
Yes, he did, and he talked about this as a precedent that ought to be well thought through. And before
the president was wise not to rush in.
How can we sit down and have a meeting with the editorial writers over and give them our view of this thing at the moment?
Couldn't you get them over for lunch, Bill, and we could sit down with them?
No, I thought I asked Bill 2 days ago. I think some of you have got to sit down and talk to them. I hate to do it myself, but if I have to go to answer every editorial, I'll do it. Somebody ought to do it, though, because they're off the jail. I honestly don't think they understand.
Bill, could we have lunch with him today?
Sure. I'll call Kay Graham. Now, I keep in mind, I have talked to Kay Graham and Ben Bradley and now Alan Barr. I guess I'm just not effective with them, but because I haven't got the point over.
Let's get Dave Ginsburg in and let Bill and Matt see if they can come to lunch. And say, we'd like to give you our side of this picture. We'd like to give you what we think the countryside of this picture is. But you see what you're doing. Now, you've got coming up here the burn communication work. We'll legislate on this one and we'll legislate on that one. And you've got following that the general election. And they're all going to be much worse than this one.
Then Barr came back at that point, Mr. Burton. I said that. He said, well, then why in the hell haven't you sent it up since January?
Because we don't have.